episode 1358. Are you busy?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day! It is the weekend, and I gotta ask you a question. Are you busy? Okay, maybe a strange question. I'm sure you're busy, but how does this relate to you and your marriage? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, just when you think you have some time to yourself, then the question, are you busy? Really? All I wanted was a little time to myself. And now what? You can't escape the children. And now the husband. What else does he need? Has that ever happened to you? I was just chilling out for a little while. I really didn't want to do anything, honestly. I just wanted to relax. I was laying down under a cute little blankie and I was kind of all snuggled up and dozing off just a little bit. I'd had a long week and now I get this text. Seriously, he's in the house on the other side, however, and I get this text from my hubby and it says, are you busy? I'm like, now what? What is it about that phrase that sets us off? Because, you know, you've got those days when you just feel like you're on call 24/7. Being a mommy never ends. But what about a break from the hubby? Can't he find something to eat on his own? All right, now we may chuckle at this scenario, but it happens. Overall, asking if you are busy or available really isn't the issue, is it? It wasn't that my husband said, "Hun, are you busy?" Actually, he just wanted to talk to me about an idea that he had, but the way I interpreted it, how it came across to me was, okay, I've got something for you to do, so I need you to come here. And I'm like, well, why can't you come here? Now, I didn't say that and send it back to him via text. I was a sweet wife, and I got up, and I went to see him. And you're probably like, oh, that was your first mistake, maybe, because we all have boundaries, right? So let's go a little bit deeper. If the overall issue isn't about being asked the question, are you busy? What the issue is when you are beginning to feel that your time is being steamrolled, right? You're just like, what about me? Am I worth anything more than doing stuff for you? You've probably had that feeling, haven't you? Now, gentlemen, if you are listening, I know this is a two-way street. And sometimes you have that feeling too. Because we give you what? A to-do list. Fair? Not so much. I know. I get this. But over time, right, when this is happening to us, whether it's happening to the man or the woman, we begin to question our identity, our self-worth. Am I worth more than what I produce? Am I worth more than cooking you a meal? Am I worth more than having a clean house for you? Am I worth more than doing laundry for you? Am I worth more? Because you're like, wait, I was before we said I do, right? Is there more to life than me serving? And it goes both ways. So, you know, ladies, if you're listening out there and you're going, well, okay, yeah, I get this part, but not for my husband. Oh, no, there's a side for him too. It is a two-way street. You know those things called expectations? Expectations are set up prior to marriage. They're set, not necessarily in concrete. But when you were dating, you began to set a precedence, right? How you're going to interact, what you're going to do. And then when you said, I do, you continued those expectations because everything is new and fresh. It's like fun. Go back to the old cute days when you were just in elementary school. Okay, maybe they don't do that anymore. But I can remember playing house growing up. And it was a nice, sweet, cute playing house. Don't let your mind go to the bad gutter area. But we do, right? We'd like to have that plain house feeling. It's new and fresh. And when you say I do, it may last 6 months, a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years. And then what happens? Life does. Children come along. More responsibilities. More bills. There's more than just you as an individual that begins to take place. And so you have double, sometimes triple, quadruple, depending upon how big your family is as it continues to grow. And you can become overwhelmed. These expectations that were set prior to marriage. But once when we get past those, after we say the I do, we then get comfortable in our relationship. We settle in. It's like that old sweatshirt. Oh, yeah. I love that feeling. My hubby has one of those. I just love to put it on. I don't have really an old sweatshirt that kind of feels that way. I don't know what it is about guys' sweatshirts. They seem to make them more fluffier. And so I like to put on his big sweatshirt, oversized, where I can just kind of cuddle up in it. And that's how we get in our relationship. We get comfortable in our relationship. We've got to look at marrying the individuality, you, with the couple. Right? You have to marry them together, and that takes work. We don't want to lose part of ourselves. When the children come along, we get tired. We get tired. Be honest, right? We get tired of having to always be everything to everybody. The thing is we don't look to see how that's being, you know, dealt out to our friends, to our family, to our children. To ourselves, to our dog, to our cat, whatever it is, to a stranger, to church, to your volunteer activities. I could go on and on and on. We get tired. And as this continues in your marriage, what? You become resentful. And it can turn into bitterness. Now understand, there are going to be circumstances that come up. There are going to be moments that everything kind of changes in a, you know, a breath. That's called life. But this is about over a period of time. And as you begin to feel this, you know, gosh, I'm just not liking it. You got the breakdown of marriage in full swing. That's what's happening. And you begin to build that bank account of bitterness. All the negativity. And you start keeping track. And you're going, oh, he did this wrong. Oh, he said this. Oh my goodness, what about this? And same goes for the husband. He's keeping track of it too. And you go down this road of just kind of doing life sort of together, but not. And then you feel like the only time that you are needed or worth something is when he needs something from you or she needs something from you, right? Yeah. And it's horrible. Some of it is, yes, chalked up to be lack of communication. If you look at the phrase, are you busy? Is there really anything wrong with that? Now, I told you about my hubby sending me a text. And yes, he did send me a text. And he said, hey, are you busy? Actually, he didn't say, hey, he just said, are you busy? He did give me a couple kisses, though, with it. You know, the little emojis, heart and a kiss. And I knew he was up to something, but I didn't take it and really kind of take it in for myself like, oh, he just wants something from me. I saw it as an opportunity. So yes, I got up and I went to go see what he was doing because I knew he was working on something. Did it kind of irritate me a little bit? Yeah, it does irritate me. Once in a while, all the time, no. Did it used to more? Yes. We had to come to this conclusion together. You see, if you're tired of being hung upon with the assumption that you are always available, then boundaries need to be set to create a healthy marriage. That's what you got to do. Create healthy boundaries for your marriage. And that's what we did. And to me now, the phrase, are you busy, doesn't really have an effect on me. Now, if I've had one of those days or a few issues or whatever during the day and I'm kind of crabby or whatever, okay, maybe. Maybe it kind of gets under my skin if I'm on a deadline or I'm really working on something. But if it's just one of those things where, hey, I just want to know if you're busy, can you come? And I've texted him back. I am in the middle of something. And usually he'll say, oh, okay, no problem. When you're available, come see me. Or just remind me about this, because he'll forget. And so he wants to tell me something. That's all he wanted to do. We were working on decorating his office, and all he wanted to do was to tell me what he thought about where he should put some pictures. Now, is there anything wrong with that? No. But it's our interpretation that brings our craziness in life where we just begin to build these negative bank accounts. So you've got to break away from that and create healthy boundaries. This is for you and you and your husband as a couple. You've got the self part and the couple part. So what do you have to do? Number one, you have to set boundaries for you. You have got to set boundaries for what you need. Now, understand, you're going to be factoring in your children. If they're very, very young, well, you probably are going to be needed more. Mine are growing up a little bit. Man, there was a time in our life where I thought I was going beyond 24/7. I was doing 32 hours in a 24 day. It was that crazy. I was a homeschooling mom. I was still nursing. We were moving every year for 5 years. I thought, this is crazy. What did I get myself into? But I did it anyway. And I wasn't the one who was kind of keeping track. I really, honestly, that's not my personality. But there were times that I would get mad at him. I'm like, are you serious? I've been taking care of the kids and you come home and you're mad at me because I don't have whatever done. And then you're asking me, am I busy? Can I do something else for you? I've been doing nothing else but doing something for you. Yeah, I've been there. I've been down that road. So if you are a mom who has smaller children, your boundaries are going to be different than those who are in elementary school versus middle school into high school and college. So you're empty nesting. And nowadays, even at college, you know, we've got a few of ours still living at home and they're going to college. Now, that's our choice. And that's what we want. It's a way for them to save money. And they can walk away with a debt-free education right on for them. That's awesome. But they have to make those decisions. So depending upon where you are as a family unit, that's going to be different. That's going to change. Your boundaries for yourself will change. But the question you need to ask yourself is, what do you need to be your best selfie? What does that look like? For some people, they need an hour a day. And that's not before they get up and after the kids go to bed. It's in the middle of it. Well, have you ever told your hubby that? Unfortunately, maybe you thought you have. Or wait, maybe you did in a joking, poking manner. Because we can do that in our conversations. Like, oh, he's going to get this. I don't really have to ask. I don't want to have that conversation. It may sound like a strange conversation. No, you need to have the conversation. Number two, you have to set boundaries for you all as a couple. Y'all have to come together as a couple. What makes it work? What makes you gel? Maybe it's, hey, after 9 o'clock, it's mom and daddy time. And unless there's a blood or a flood, you don't come talk to me. And I know for us, after we went through our storm, we did begin to set boundaries. For us as a couple. It was like mommy, daddy time. And we told our children up front about it. We were like, you've got to get on board. This is what we are doing. This is mommy and daddy time. And they would come to us and ask us crazy questions. Like, hey, can somebody sleep over? Or they wanted to have a conversation. Now, if it was about homework or, you know, extenuating circumstances, okay, those were moments and it wasn't an every night thing. But when your children are coming in after they've already been tucked into bed, it's supposed to be quiet time, and they come down to see you again 20 minutes later, and you're like, oh, how come you're not asleep? Well, I just wanted to snuggle with you a little bit more. No, boundary line set. But you have to be willing to implement, and you both have to do it, and you have to be consistent with it. You have to set boundaries for you all as a couple. So that means, yes, you have to have a conversation about it. It's very important. And that will change too. I know when my husband travels more at certain times of the year, obviously mom's boundaries are going to be different because he's not there. So if we have mommy and daddy time, well, mommy and daddy aren't there together as a couple, then it may just be mommy time. But there's times where I let that kind of go away because daddy's not there and the kids will all pile in the bed with me. And we'll do a movie or we just hang out. Or I attempt to watch my son play Fortnite and I just listen to him yell. And then every once in a while I'm like, can you turn your volume down just a little bit? But we have our time. So understand that these boundaries that you set aren't going to be set in stone for life. They go with you and grow with you throughout your seasons, throughout your journey. And finally, number three, you have to set boundaries for you as a family. How many times have you been asked, can I have a sleepover? And it's not just your son or daughter asking you right there, but their friend or friends are all standing there too. And you're like, oh, how many times we've gone over? Yeah, you know it. Yes, we've all had those conversations. And if you still have small children, oh, you just wait. And it may be a little bit different because you'll have issues when it comes to, oh, the computers and texting and Snapchatting. It's just getting more complicated. But you have to set boundaries for you as a family. What does that look like? Only you and your husband and your children can answer it. Now, I would recommend you and your husband come to terms on that. Now, you as the mom, if you're looking at it, you're there probably majority of the time. Now, if roles are reversed and dad's there majority of the time, then you may need to have more of his input first as to where to start. But ultimately, it's like, okay, what really works with the schedule of our family? How does that look? And it may be different. On Sundays, it may be really only family time. No, you're not going to go over and play at your friend's house. No, it's family time only. And we had that in our house. Now, the kids are older and we sort of kind of have that now, but it's different because they have responsibilities that we have to work now into the equation. When they were just a few years younger, when we were back up north, it was, no, this is family time. And so unless if you have something school related, it's family time. And that meant hanging out together, you know, playing games, watching, you know, we'd have family night videos and we'd do popcorn or sometimes we'd do it in the afternoon, depending upon what we, you know, our schedule was. So you have to set boundaries for the family. You have to begin to create healthy boundaries. You can't let the phrase, are you busy, agitate you, frustrate you. You can't let, oh my gosh, honey, can you make me a sandwich, please? Why can't you do it yourself, right? That's on, be honest, you want to say that, don't you? And maybe you have when you're mad. But does that really help the marriage? No, it doesn't. It just puts everybody on edge. That doesn't help anything. Are you busy doesn't have to be the phrase that puts you on the edge. It doesn't. Unless if you choose for it to be. Remember, it is a choice. And if you want to build a strong marriage, you have to look at it from all aspects. Some people would say, oh, this is kind of getting into the nitty-gritty. Don't you want to have a strong marriage? You got to get into the nitty-gritty. And that's what we're doing. Maybe you want to get into your marriage a little bit deeper in regards to the nitty-gritty. You want to shore up that foundation. Things maybe have been a little off. You're struggling. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. No strings attached, I promise. It is my time given to you as a gift where we can sit down and talk about where you are in your marriage. What do you need to work on? Because I know I've been there. And there are days, oh my goodness, yes, I roll my eyes at my husband and I'm like, seriously, have we not talked about this? Then I take a deep breath. I step back. I look at things. There's tools and strategies you can have and put them into place. I use them. Because marriage doesn't come easy. A good, solid marriage doesn't come easy. It takes work. There are simple things you can do, but you have to work at it every single day. And sometimes you need someone to talk to who you're not married to, hence a coach. So click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. What if you were to get that text here in just the next couple seconds. Are you busy? Is that going to put you on the edge? Are you going to be mad? Are you going to be flustered? Or are you going to be able to say, okay, wait a minute. Whoa, let's look at this a little bit differently. Stop the huffy puffiness and get in the game of healthy boundaries. Come on, you're building an incredible foundation in your marriage. I promise you, it's worth it. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.